Charity Lawford reread the letter. It was her ticket to escape her lonely existence. Working in the library with her father in Poughkeepsie, New York, had acquainted her with books and numerous exploits through words, but sheltered her from finding true friends. She closed her eyes. What she really missed was the romance that young women her age were experiencing. Oh, she'd read books about love, but that was as close as she ever came to finding the perfect man. She hugged the letters to her. At least being a Pinkerton agent held the promise of true adventure in real life. She pushed the dark thoughts from her mind and chose a smile as she looked at the bright day. All was right with the world. She glanced at the letter and giggled. Make that right with the world. Puns and word games sharpened her wit, and she enjoyed playing with words, although few others appreciated her talent. Charity sent a last look at her home and continued to the depot to board the train. The first stop on her lifetime of adventure would be Denver. That would be a journey in itself, as she'd read about the nearby mountains and how they reached to the heavens. Finding a seat by a window, Charity shoved her bag underneath. That her belongings would fit into one traveling satchel did not speak well of her father's inheritance. However, after the medical bills and paying the rent, she only had enough for the ticket and one story, Edgar Allan Poe's The Murders in the Rue Morgue. Charity grinned. She was on her way to becoming a Pinkerton agent and vowed to become their best detective. She'd read all the books she could find on the art of searching out the truth and finding clues. She had answered all the questions they'd sent, and the lead agent, Archibald Gordon, had written back that he was impressed. She sat back in her seat and glanced at the city. It was the only place she'd ever known in her 21 years. A mere 6 months ago, her father had been taken ill and then died suddenly. Acknowledging her sadness, she wiped a tear and then opened the letter for the 1,000th time. Charity Lawford, you are accepted to the Pinkerton Agency to become an agent in the Denver office. Signed, Archibald Gordon. Short and to the point. Well, that would be how she would think a chief detective should write. She'd read every book she could find on everything she would need to know. How to ride and take care of horses, how to recognize and shoot pistols and rifles. She'd considered buying a derringer, one of the little guns that women could hide in their pocket or reticule. Then she decided to wait and get the proper issue approved by the Denver detectives. Then she'd read every book she could find on being a detective. That included all the novels she could find, even articles by Alan Pinkerton himself. She was also well acquainted with the story of the first woman detective, Kate Warne. The woman had practically ordered Mr. Pinkerton to hire her. Charity adjusted her glasses. She would make Mr. Pinkerton himself glad that they had hired her. Of course, she did fancy the idea of meeting the perfect man somewhere along the way. Maybe even on this train. Or he might be the best Pinkerton agent. He'd be smart and able to deduce facts and clues to find the guilty party. And he would do it by being educated, well-read, and always in control of his emotions. The train blasted its horn, scattering her dreams and the people on the platform. Yes, she was more than ready. She was shedding no tears for leaving Poughkeepsie, her only regret being she had to leave the excellent library. But there was no one sorry to see her go. No relative, few friends, as most found her too bookish. There was no young man to pine for her. Apparently, men found her too bright, while her glasses and plain features weren't enough for them to overlook to admire her intelligence. So, with little fanfare, she waved the city goodbye and set her sights on Denver.